The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Taf Tez Zayin. Gemara describes how Haman went to put Mordechai on the king's horse and ride him throughout the city of Shushan. And the Gemara says that Mordechai told Haman he's not ready. He has to be prepared. And then afterwards he gave him a haircut and he bathed him. The Gemara says that Mordechai told Haman that he's very weak from fasting and he can't get onto the horse by himself. So Haman bent down and Mordechai was going to climb on top of Haman in order to get onto the horse. So the Gemara kisalik. So when he went on top of Haman to climb up, but that he kicked, Mordechai kicked Haman. So Haman told Mordechai, the pasuk says that when your enemy falls, you shouldn't be happy. Why are you kicking me? True that I'm your enemy. Haman is the enemy of Mordechai, and now the tables have turned, and Mordechai is on top of Haman. But that you should go and kick him. Pasuk says you shouldn't be happy. So the Gemara says Mordechai replied to Haman that you didn't learn right shot in the pasuk. Can he really be Yisrael? That's only if you have an enemy in Oyev Uziyid. But by a guy, the pasuk says the atal b'masemay tidrich that adarabba, we're supposed to be happy, and we're supposed to. And therefore, Mordechai went and he deliberately kicked Haman. The Taz in Archaim brings down from the Sefer Shibaldi Alakit Rishay Kadmain that even though we know there's a mitzvah to say halal on all Yom Tovim, including the Yom Tov Pesach, however, the Taz says in the name of Shibaldi Aleket that on Shvishal Pesach we do not recite halal. We say our minig is to say chati halal. Every day that we say chati halal, we don't recite the complete halal. It's because it's only a minig. It's not mikra hadin. So the ikar hadin to say halal is only on the first days of Pesach. However, on Shvishal Pesach, we don't say halal. Says the Shavala Leket, why not? Why? What's the difference between the last day of Pesach and the first day of Pesach? So the Shavala Leket, what happened on Shvishal Pesach? We know Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael was saved. But at the same time, the Klal Yisrael was saved, the Mitzrayim drowned. Zokti Shibali Aleket, it's not appropriate to say Halil, to say Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a day, on an occasion, that also was the time of Maplos and Shal Rishom, when the Rishom were destroyed. And Melech says Shibali Aleket, so as a result of that, we don't say Halil on Shvishal Pesach, so too we don't say Halil on Chol HaMoed, because we don't want it to seem that Chol HaMoed is better than the last days of Pesach. Therefore, we only say Halo, Halo Sholem on the first day of Pesach. It would seem that this Shibali Halakit, the Shibali Halakit is quoting a Medrash. It would seem that this Shibali Halakit and this Medrash, it doesn't fit with this Gemara. The Gemara over here says that the concept of Nefoilo Yivchal Tismach, that we shouldn't be happy when our enemies are destroyed, only applies to Yidden. The Mitzrayim were going. Mitzrayim weren't Jewish. So when Mitzrayim were destroyed by Kriyas Yamsuf, it would be more appropriate to bring Mordechai's pasuk of Atal b'Masemay Tidrich. If we go with the lesson of what the Gemara says over here, it would seem to be to disagree with the Medrash. In fact, it's not so schwer. It's definitely possible to say that there's a machloikis between the Gemara over here and the Medrash. In fact, we actually find a different Gemara. When the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud discusses at length which days, which Yom Tovim have a Chiv to say Halal, and which days don't have a Chiv to say Halal. So the Gemara over there actually asks, and the Gemara says, why is it that when it comes to the Yom Tov of Sukkot, so every single day of Sukkot, there's a Chiv min Iker Adin to say Halal, and when it comes to Pesach, only the first day there's a Mitzvah of Halal. The rest of the Yom Tov, there is no Mitzvah of Halal. So the Gemara Gufa asks the Kasha. Says the Gemara says, what's the difference? Why don't you say halal on every single day of Pesach? So the Gemara over there says a teretz. The Gemara says that the Yom Tov of Sukkot
is koyim chalukah v'karbon eisein. Mashen kein, whereas the yomtziv of Pesach is ein chalukah v'karbon eisein. What does this mean? It means we know that on every yomtziv we bring a karbon musaf. Not only do we bring a karbon musaf every yomtziv, every single day of yomtziv has a karbon musaf. However, the interesting difference we find when we look in the psukim, in the parasha of the karbon musaf, that when it comes to the yomtziv of Sukkis, every single day of Sukkis, there's a different number of karbonis. Specifically, there's a certain amount of parim that are brought for the karbon musaf every day of Sukkis, and that the amount of parim that's brought decreases day by day. Mishnah in Sukkot elaborates on that, and the Gemara over there says there's a certain number there. The amount of parim that you bring over the entire Yom Tov Sukkis adds up to 70, connected the 70 nations of the world. Akoponim, the karbonos of the musaf of Sukkis are not the same. Every day is different. The karbonos musaf of Pesach are the same every day. Every day is the same. With the same karbonos you bring the first day, there's the same amount of karbonos you bring the second day. So the Gemara says, you see that there's a difference between Sukkis and Pesach. The Yom Tov of Sukkis, every day, there are different karbonos. So therefore, every day we say how? The Yom Tov of Pesach, every day the same number of karbonos, the same number of karbonos musaf, so therefore you only say one hal. What's the deeper havana, the deeper understanding in this Gemara? So Mesama, the pshat is that the Gemara is saying that the Yom Tov of Pesach is considered one long Yom Tov that happens to be 7 or 8 days long. So the karbonos stay the same every day. It happens to be, you bring a karbon every day, but it's one long Yom Tov. If it's one long Yom Tov, so the obligation, the chiv to say hal, you say hal once for Yom Tov. Sukkis, every day is a different day. Every day is a different number of karbonis. So every day is considered a separate Yom Tov, a different level, or certain kind of Yom Tov. So therefore, the Gemara says that since every day is considered a separate Yom Tov, so every day requires its own hal. So therefore, there's the chiv of hal shalim every single day of Sukkis. Now, the Gemara doesn't say the reason of the Medrash. The Medrash is saying the reason why we don't say Halal Shalim on Shvi'i Pesach is because you don't want to say Halal Mafalos and Shor Shot, because the Mitzrayim were drowned. And the Gemara is giving a completely different reason why we don't say Halal on Shvi'i Pesach, because it's not Chalukim Karim saying, it's considered one Yom Tov. So it would seem that the Gemara would disagree with the Medrash. Then therefore the Gemara in Megillah over here is going the Shitas of the Gemara. The Gemara, the Talmud Bavli holds that the pasuk in the follow Yifchal Tismach that we shouldn't be happy. Mapalosh Shal Rishom only applies to the two Oyv the Yisrael. It doesn't apply to Goyim. Whereas the Medrash holds it does apply to Goyim. And therefore the Taz brings down the Shabbat Aleket. No, he's fasting like the Medrash. We could bring another ayah that possibly the Gemara, the Bavli disagrees with the Medrash. In fact, the Gemara says earlier in Megillah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Gemara says that at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, Bikshu Malachim, the Malachim wanted to say Shira. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Maisi Yodai Toivin Miyam Hatamayim Shira. You're going to say Shira, Maisi Yodai, the Mitzrayim are drowning. It's not appropriate to say Shira. So the Gemara says that it's Taka the reason not to say Shira because of Maisi Yodai Toivin Miyam. However, that's only for the Malachim. But Klai Yisrael, they actually did say Oz Yosha. So say, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let the Malachim sing Shira because of Nafalosu Shal Rishoyim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did let Klai Yisrael say Shira. Klai Yisrael, they had a mitzvah to say Oz Yosher, and a mitzvah to say Hal. The Gemara says in Pesachim that not only did they say Oz Yosher at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, they also said Hal. Therefore, it would seem that this concept of Nafi Sanech Nafalosu Shal Rishoyim, as translated as a chiv not to say Halal, would only apply, is only the opinion of the Medrash, and would not apply according to the opinion of the Talmud Bavli. However, there are some achrayim, it's brought down in Yeshuas Yaakov, in the Mishnah of Aaron, and Parashat B'Shalach discusses this, that it could be possible to reconcile the Gemara together with the Medrash. Al-Kopanu, when it comes to the reason why we don't say Halal Shvi'i Shel Pesach, it's possible that we need both reasons. Because what we find in the, when it comes to the chiyuv of saying halal, there's two types of days upon which you recite halal. There's one type of time that we say halal, which is yom tov, all yom tov, and we say halal. Besides for the obligation to recite Hallel on Yom Tov, there are also certain days that are not Yom Tov that we also say Hallel. The Gemara says we say Hallel on Chanukah. Chanukah doesn't have all the status of a Yom Tov. The Gemara says that we should say Hallel. We really should say Hallel on Purim. And the Gemara has to give reasons why we don't say Hallel on Purim. The Gemara asks that we Taka should say Hallel. Why should we say Hallel on Purim and Chanukah if they're not Yom Tovim? So the Gemara says that there's a chiyuv to say Hallel anytime there's a tzara and Klai Yisrael was saved and it was an ace. Anytime there was an ace that happened to Klai Yisrael, the ace itself is mechayiv to sing, to say Hallel, to say Shira. So therefore, these Achrayim say it's possible that we need both reasons. With that, the Medrash says that the reason not to say Hallel is because you don't want to be happy b'maplos and show Rishoyim. That the Medrash was discussing the chiyuv to say Hallel because of an ace. We know that on Shvi Shal Pesach we say Hallel. Why would we say Hallel? Because the tremendous ace that happened on Shvi Shal Pesach. But besides the chiyuv to say Hallel because of an ace, Shvi Shal Pesach is also Yom Tov. The same way that every other day, or every day of Sukkot is a Yom Tov, so Shvi'i Shal Pesach is also a Yom Tov. So it would come out that there are two reasons why we should say Hallel on Shvi'i Shal Pesach. We should have to say Hallel on Shvi'i Shal Pesach because it's a Yom Tov, and we should have to say Hallel on Shvi'i Shal Pesach because of the nace that happened. So now you understand why we need two reasons why not to say Hallel. When the Gemara in Erechim discusses not to say Hallel, the Gemara is talking about the Chiv to say Hallel because of Yom Tov. And the Gemara has to explain that Shvi'i Shal Pesach is not considered its own separate Yom Tov. It's not like Sukkot. So therefore that's why we don't say Hallel because of Yom Tov. Still, we would think you would have to say Hallel because of the days that happened. And that, the Medrash says, that's the Shival Elekit and the Taz that bring down this Medrash, that because we don't want to be happy, Mapalos and Sharishon, that's why the Nase itself would not obligate us to say Hallel.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.